Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, where you will get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside of legal nurse consulting. They will share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with 30 years experience. So, join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's Pat.
This is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast. I have the pleasure of bringing to you Valerie Lane, who I've known for, it feels like, at least 10 years. Yeah. Valerie and I have met through our legal nurse consulting circles. She started off as a flight attendant and then transitioned into a nursing career and then ultimately into the area of legal nurse consulting. Welcome to the show, Valerie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Valerie is a member of my Legal Nurse Success Connection program. She got involved in legal nurse consulting, how long ago, Valerie? How many years has it been?
2007.
And how did you find legal nurse consulting?
Well, I was employed with the California Department of Corrections at Corcoran State Prison. And I believe it was through a flyer that I received in the mail and thought that might be interesting. That's the thing I love about nursing is that there are so many opportunities with that one golden ticket, as I like to call it, and tell others. This is my second career, and so I found nursing actually while I was flying. I was getting ready to take an early out. We were having children. My husband's a fireman, and so I thought about was looking at different opportunities that I might segue into and was considering being a surgical scrub tech and was deadheading to Houston to pick up my airplane because our trip had gotten delayed for some reason and was seated next to an RN medic in Vietnam, from Vietnam. And he saw my books and he said, "What are you doing?" And told me to write my own ticket with nursing. And so I did. And here I am 27 years later in this fabulous, fabulous career and profession that I just love. And so for me, especially because I was older when I went to nursing school, legal nurse consulting was a perfect way to segue from the clinical arena. And I love pathophysiology, I love anatomy, I love figuring out what happened, how it happened, who's responsible. And so I just started little by little. And in 2010, which I think that's where we met when I spoke with you at a conference, we were on the same bill. Started October of 2010. And then November 1st, I started my corporate job as a legal nurse consultant for Dignity Health, which is a large healthcare system out here in California. We also had facilities in Arizona and Nevada. And that is really where I cut my teeth.
You've shared so much in that description. Let me go back a couple of steps.
Okay.
I think about the difference between being a surgical assistant and an RN. Mm-hmm. And I think about the limitations on your role. If you had chosen the surgical assistant role, that would have limited you to working in the OR, right? I mean, I don't know what else surgical assistants can do. Whereas being an RN opens up all of these doors. And you've been through quite a few of those doors in your nursing career.
Yes. Yes. I started as an LVN. Well, I just thought, okay, I'm going to go take the test. And I passed the test and I got my first A and ended up graduating my class. That was a year-long program. And once I started working, I realized that being a registered nurse is where the autonomy is. That is where the opportunity is. And to me, that's the best thing about nursing. If you don't like one specialty, you know, go do something else. Don't feel locked in. Don't ever be afraid to move. And I've just kind of always taken these chances. I had a great career. It was fun. But there were other things in my life that, you know, I wanted to stay home and be with my children, especially because my husband's gone a lot. He's a wildland fireman. And so I feel like that the sun and the stars and the moon lined up for me. Mm-hmm. And it's just been, I can't believe it's been 27 years and I've just kept going on and taking those opportunities as they come. And so I think that's really important. And it doesn't really matter how old you are, because I was an older nurse. I was 35 with three kids under three. And so even now at my age now, I'm looking forward to continuing with nursing and finishing my education and working on my business full time. And so to me, that is the beauty of nursing.
I'm still struck with three kids under the age of three, Valerie. I'm trying to figure that out. Did you have twins or did you have them one at a time?
No, I had twins. One at a time would be easier, but people tell me that, oh, I had two within, you know, 15 months. No, no.
Wow, but even three kids who are not potty trained under the age of three or four. I mean, you must have been on the go constantly in those years.
Yes. Yes. And going to school. Mm. And then working part-time.
I see. Why not?
Right.
So you told me, you told us about getting a flyer. Did you go through a legal nurse consulting educational program of some kind?
Yes. Actually, the one that, I don't know if I should say the name. So the one that was most popular, the one that I had become aware of. Mm-hmm. And so I started there.
How did that first case come to you?
So my cousin is an attorney, and so he doesn't do personal injury or med mal. He's more of a business attorney, but then he had a firm. Of course, he is a member of the firm, and he would get people that would shop his cases to him, and so then he would forward those to me, and I would do merit reviews and help him with that, and then a couple of his partners in that same firm ended up using my services. And so I got started that way and just started talking to people. You know, you just never know who you're going to run into. I was at LAX at Los Angeles International Airport probably about 6 months ago and was in the bathroom. And it's silly, but this other lady was in there and the paper towel holder was on the wall. I thought it was in the counter anyway. So she kindly directed me and we got talking and come to find out she's an attorney. She's not a personal injury attorney. She was a defense attorney, but I was able to talk to her and tell her what I did. And then I ended up giving her my business card because if she does defense, I have a correctional background with the state system here. And so I told her, you know, if you ever have any questions, give me a call. And so it's mainly just talking to people. Another client who I know personally, but not well, I had worked on a drain case of his, and which was kind of interesting because the drain was left in one of our facilities, but then removed in another facility and the doctor did not send that piece of drain to pathology. And so I saw him, saw the attorney and just said, hey, you know, I worked on your drain case. And he goes, you did. And so he ended up sending me his cases that people would drop to him because he's not a personal injury attorney either. Mm-hmm. He does workers' comp. And so, and I've worked for him for the past 3 years off and on. And so you just talk to people. You know, I'm a people person and I love talking to people and getting to know them, and much to my husband's chagrin sometimes, but that's how you, you start building a business. And then like with us, with you and I, there was a group that was just starting out with their first legal nursing conference and they were calling for speakers. And so, even though correctional nursing at that time was, you know, really in the shadows, it's come out since then. That's what I spoke on, was correctional nursing, because inmates do sue. And actually that, to fast forward a little bit, that's how I got my job with Dignity Health, because they had a guarded care unit. And of course, they had claims brought against the facilities by the inmates, because we have about seven state prisons within a 200-mile radius. And so I know in hindsight that was, and my boss eventually told me that was part of the reason that she hired me, because I was familiar with that and knew that inside story. And that education also parlayed into working a case for the Board of Registered Nursing out here in California. So, you know, you just kind of go with the flow. Then with speaking, of course, I got a website. I did, you know, things like that, made a lot of mistakes, spent a lot of money, you know, live and learn. And so you just take these opportunities and look for them whenever they come across your path. You use those to promote your business, and not blatantly, but, you know, just add little, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept. So.
And I know that you're aware that there are many nurses who are attracted to the concept of legal nurse consulting, mm-hmm. and have questions about how to get started, how to find clients, how to attract attorneys. They may not have a cousin who is an attorney who needs help. Mm-hmm. Do you have any guidance for them?
Well, so when I started, there was only really this one lady that was providing education about legal nurse consulting. Since then, many more have come on the scene. The next one I met was you, and then probably another gal in Florida. But now there are a lot of people that have groups with that provide education, that provide direction. And so I really just was in the dark. And so there are a lot of opportunities out there for that are a lot easier than when I started. And so I would just encourage people to look around, spend your money wisely, because it can be expensive. And so, that doesn't need to be. You know, you don't need to spend a lot of money. That's the beauty of this, is that you can start your legal nurse consulting business on a shoestring budget, and you just build upon that. So there's a lot of help out there now. Look at what you've done, watching you grow just since 2010. And the other thing is, I would encourage people to not do is be overwhelmed. Just do one thing and do it well. And I see that you can become overwhelmed very easily by, you know, feeling like you have to blog and you have to provide content and you have to, you know, do all these things that a lot of times are expensive, and you may not necessarily have a good return on your investment. For me, in this stage of the game, I have partnered with you in your mastermind program, which has been very helpful. For example, before we started the recording, I had a question of something that just came across my desk and that I didn't really know the answer to. But I wanted your opinion on it. I didn't start that way, but that's what I ended up getting. And that validated what I had already been thinking about. And I love that. Even when I was working at Dignity Health, because we were very isolated. There are 14 of us and we would only see each other, you know, once every year. And then on a monthly conference call, but it wasn't a social, thing. And so when I would have people validate what I thought, then I know I'm on the right track. This is an isolating business. And so you do need to keep in contact and develop friends. I have a little friend down in Chino Hills, Leticia, and we met through a group and somehow we connected. And I've never met her, but we talk and she runs things by me. And I just talked to her last night about a case that she was working on. And so you need somebody to bounce things off of or validate or invalidate, of course, if you're not on the right track. And so it's great that this business has grown because there's so much more opportunity to connect with other legal nurse consultants. Did I answer your question?
You did. So you went from flight nursing to legal nurse consulting, and in this mix also spent some time behind the prison walls in a unique area of nursing, which I'm sure has given you some insights that about care that's different than is delivered in other types of settings. What are some of the key quality of care issues that you saw in the correctional health arena?
Actually, the inmates got very good care because of a series of lawsuits that forced the state to hire additional staff. You would think because people are incarcerated that they may not be receiving the care that they should. But in California, it has evolved, and the inmates in our institutions, I mean, they have a mental health program, they have access to medical, there's usually they call it a TTA because it's not a full-fledged ER. There's a doctor on call or on duty 24/7. There's nursing staff 24/7. For example, I took care of the HIV positive inmate building, and the medication that I distributed to them was very expensive and they got very good care. We had physicians come down from San Francisco to provide care for them. And then they ended up getting transferred out because of their compromised immune system. So it's actually very similar to the community, you know, with maybe a little bit more, how would you say, nothing better to do, they'd want to come see the nurse. For example, like a cold setup, lozenges, ibuprofen or whatever it is, they'd all flood in at the beginning of winter and want those because then they turn around and they barter with them. But it's actually pretty similar having worked behind the fence and outside. You know, there are standards and you have to maintain your standard of care. It's no different. So it's just delivered a little bit differently.
Before we continue this podcast, I want to share with you a few things about our upcoming virtual conference, September 23, 24, and 25, 2021. Imagine that you can get the benefits of education, networking, and inspiration without leaving your home. Yeah, I get it. Maybe at this point you'd like to leave your home and go to an in-person conference, but there's nothing available. At our virtual conference, you'll receive updated information on the role of the LNC in demonstrative evidence, how the LNC can help plan with the attorney some hard-hitting demonstrative evidence. You will also receive content on discovering the clues in electronic medical records. What are the things that you as the LNC can spot that make a difference in the case? Our brand positioning expert will be in to help you take a hard look at why you stand out as a legal nurse consultant and what you can do to maximize your positioning. You will also have an opportunity to see how cases are defended and perhaps get some new insights on that process. The way to join our conference is to go to http://lnc.tips/September 2021virtual. That link again is http://lnc.tips/September2021virtual. I'll see you at the conference. Be sure to get your spot. We're planning a price increase soon, and you want to take advantage of the savings that exist right now. And now we will return to the podcast. And then you went from that setting into a corporate setting. And yeah. I would assume that your role changed very significantly when you got into the corporation. What kinds of activities were part of your job?
So it was different. I had had some legal experience in the state prison system with the CAHEA program, which is in the involuntary medication program. And so I was a coordinator of these administrative law hearings. I would have to make sure that the reports and medical records were updated by the physicians. That was like herding cats. That was fun. And so I would facilitate that. So that, again, also parlayed into my corporate job. My corporate job was, it was, the bulk of it was opening claims, reviewing the records, writing reports. And I covered four facilities, initially one in Glendale and then the three in Bakersfield. And so I was very, very busy, I opened 450 cases in 9 years. And that included failure to rescue, baby cases, a lot of acidotic babies that would get sent out for hypothermic treatment up to our children's hospital in Madera. Oil, because Bakersfield does have a lot of oil industry. So those types of accidents, workers, not necessarily workers' comp, but then of course they would want to file a claim against our facility. And so I covered a wide variety of claims. I had a Munchausen claim one time. That was interesting. Mm. And an intrathecal medication error, which was very interesting. And the, to go through and investigate the processes, how that happened, just Da Vinci robot cases. And so it was different in that way because that's my entire concentration was opening claims if there was liability. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, it sounds like it was quite a varied job.
It was. I worked with a claims manager, so she assigned defense counsel. And she was a liaison between defense and plaintiff. And once in a while I would go and sit in on arbitration hearings for her, because she lived down in LA, and so she would send me. But mainly the bulk of my job was investigation, opening claims, and then using my critical thinking skills and education to let her know, you know, what happened, where the liability was. And a part of that was interesting that I use now is defense strategy. And so along with my attorney clients providing what happened, the liability, are defense strategies on, you know, what defense is thinking and what they will likely use to discount the claim or pay less, or maybe sometimes even one of my clients, the guy that I did merit reviews for, his very first case that he brought to me, I told him, they'll just get the checkbook out. They're not going to put this in front of a jury because it was a baby case. And so, and it's those kinds of things that we can provide to attorneys that they love and they come back for again and again. And also that trust and like factor as well. You know, I had built a relationship with this attorney after that, but even with just that first case and telling him exactly what happened, and why, he knew that I knew what I was talking about and I was confident in relaying that information to him.
And how long were you in that corporate position?
Well, I was laid off the first day of my 10th year. Oh. We went through a merger.
Yes.
So
you started an independent legal nurse consulting business at that point?
No, I'd opened my business in 2007 and just, you know, worked on that on the side, and wanted to finish my bachelor's. And so I was working on that as well with Dignity Health. But with that corporate job, because I covered so many very busy facilities that produced a lot of claims, I would do cases here and there, but the bulk of my time was spent at Dignity. It was a salary position, but I usually worked 45 to 50, 55 hours a week. And then if we had a case come in on the weekend, which happened one Labor Day weekend on Friday night with a HAPU elder abuse case, I ended up spending the weekend opening that up. And so it just depended, you know, what was going on and what came in and how bad the claim was, you know, then the alarm would go off.
What I hear, Valerie, is a pattern. You prepare and you take a step and then you assimilate that and then you move another step. And then while you were working for Dignity Health, you were also building a bridge that supported you to your new role once you left that corporate environment. Mm-hmm. Now you are independently employed. And no doubt with your finishing of your bachelor's degree in nursing, you're building another step in your career. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's been a continual process of learning and growing for you.
It has. I never realized when I went to nursing school and took that first step that you would continually move and progress. And because sometimes I think if people think about it too much, they panic and don't take that first step. And I've just never been that way. I was raised by a very strong mother and who in different ways was very independent and just always, you know, she just always did what she had to do. And so that was the role modeling for me. And in this great profession that I found, just opportunities came. And as I moved on through the years, and I knew eventually I would run my business full time at some point. I didn't realize it would be 2019, excuse me. But that's okay, because I knew that I've done the groundwork, and I have plenty of contacts that, you know, that are very valuable and will be able to receive work from them, even more work. And so that it's just been a progression of things. And now, because nursing is my second career, I'm 61. And so, which is great. I have no problem with that. You know, there are certain things that you come to realize in your life. I'm sure you probably feel this way too, that I wouldn't want to do, or that I've done it and I want to move on and do something different. And so, and my grandchildren are young. I want control of my schedule. I want to be able to work. Although it doesn't always happen that way, because sometimes attorneys call you and say, well, I need this now. That happened with a new client of mine, and we were going to Mexico for a couple days, but I took that because I wanted to work with him, and his focus is personal injury. And so I took the case, told him I was going on vacation, but ended up getting him a report within about a week and a half. And so, you know, you just flex, but I like that. I like that variation in my day and in my schedule and in my time. And so I think that now this is the best of all worlds, because I have that opportunity. I don't have to work 3 12s a week, or, you know, 5 8s or whatever it is. And so for me, this just opened another door, that this was the time to finish my education and work on my business and see where that takes me.
And how can our listeners find out more about you and the services you offer?
So I have a website, ValerieLaneLegalNurse.com, and my contact information is on there as well. I love to mentor people. I try and pay back to the community and serve. I like to serve. And so the different legal nurse lists that I'm on, a lot of times, you know, people ask, you know, well, you know, can I call and talk to you? Or they have actual mentorship groups and people that, you know, step up to the plate and would like to be a mentor. And so I'm always open to questions, to education. I'm always telling people, go to nursing school. And so, you know, younger adults that I come in contact with, and because people really don't have an idea what we do, they think it's all blood and guts and gore, and it's not that way. There are so many opportunities. And so, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to contact me.
Perfect. Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate you spending your time sharing your knowledge, tracing your journey for us, so that we have a better feel for what it's like to move from a career as a flight attendant to a nurse, to a correctional facility, to a corporate setting, to an independent LNC role, and raise 3 kids under the age of 3, and now a grandmother. You've got a full life.
I do. Very, very thankful, very grateful.
And I'm grateful to you who has been listening to this program or watching it on our Legal Nurse Business YouTube channel. Valerie mentioned the mentorship program that I offer, which is called LNC Success Connection. You can get more details about that program at lnc.tips/connection. We open that program twice a year, so be sure to check out that page and get on the wait list, or you can request a call with me by going to legalnursebusiness.com to determine if that is the right fit for you. Be sure to go to iTunes and rate this program, leave a comment, leave a review, and tell another legal nurse consultant about Legal Nurse Podcast. And I'll see you next week. This is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast and Valerie Lane, who is coming to us from California Valerie has had a varied career, and nursing is a second career for her. Valerie, can you tell our viewer on our Legal Nurse podcast YouTube channel, which is Legal Nurse Business, or the people watching this program on our audio channels, what are some of the things that we covered in your podcast?
Well, we talked about various aspects of a nursing career. We also talked about starting in legal nurse consulting and the pathway that extends from taking that first step. We talked about perseverance and persistence in that journey. We also talked about, which I think is really important, is partnering with a mentor in a mastermind program, if possible, to provide a social network with, as a legal nurse consultant, and to develop your strengths and confidence in seeking out attorneys and contacting them to obtain cases.
And Valerie has extensive experience as a legal nurse consultant, a total of 27 years. She shared some of her wisdom in this podcast. Be sure to watch Valerie's program. You'll get some nuggets of wisdom and I think inspiration. Valerie has taken a very deliberate approach in building her career, and she'll share that approach with you in the podcast. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Pat.
This is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast. I have with me today Lisa Ortega, who is a nursing administrator in California, and we've just finished a half an hour fast race through some of the issues that affect the administration of healthcare in today's environment. Lisa, what were some of the topics that we touched on?
Today we talked about the nursing administrator role, what their responsibilities are in their role. We talked about some common legal issues that impact or involve nursing administration. We did talk a little bit about the increase that we see with violence in the workplace and really violence on healthcare providers and staff. We also talked a little bit about self-reporting. When we do have incidents that happen in the hospital and there is a severe outcome, we self-report and follow up with the state. And then I think we also touched on hiring tactics and interviewing to make sure that we have high qualified staff without concerns providing care at the bedside.
There are so many factors that touch on nursing administration and the role of the administrator in some of the medical malpractice cases that legal nurse consultants are involved in. You'll be sure to want to hear Lisa Ortega's podcast as we talk about an aspect of nursing that covers the whole building and beyond. Thanks so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Join our community to get notified of each new episode and to receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. We appreciate you and your interest.